It is literally a glass house, situated along the Fox River in rural Plano, Illinois. For Dr. Edith Farnsworth, this glass house was her retreat.
Dr. Farnsworth was a practicing kidney specialist in the city of Chicago and wanted to have some place away from town where she could relax from the stresses of her career.
Maurice Parrish with the National Trust for Historic Preservation says, in 1945, Farnsworth turned to well-known architect Ludwig Mies van der Rohe to come up with the plans. The design set off a trend.
This is the house that made modernism popular in the United States and around the world.
Ludwig Mies van der Rohe knew the lot was in a floodplain and designed the house with that in mind.
He elevated the house 5 feet, 3 inches above the ground, which according to his research would make it at least a foot higher than the highest recorded flood level up until that time.
But even during construction in the early 1950s, the water came up higher than anticipated. Since then, floodwaters have penetrated the home numerous times, causing extensive damage.
This appears to be a water line from the most recent flooding on the site.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation now manages the property, and Parrish says it is considering relocating the structure.
There are a number of different options that have been looked at, and unfortunately, there is no perfect solution.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation says the one option that is not on the table is doing nothing.
Something must be done to protect the home.
Farnsworth House is more than a trend-setting design for Chicago architect Dirk Lohan. It was designed by his grandfather, Ludwig Mies van der Rohe, and inspired his own career.
If he had been his own client, he would have designed the house exactly the way it is.
Lohan favors installing a hydraulic elevator system to lift the home above rising floodwaters and keep it where it is.
That house was designed for that location. Why do we have to move it if we have the technical ability to protect it in that location?
The National Trust for Historic Preservation, together with the nonprofit group Landmark Illinois, will make the final decision later this year on where future visitors will experience Ludwig Mies van der Rohe's minimalist architectural masterpiece. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plano, Illinois.